So when we first look at the reading, the first reading about Nathan and David, we should pray with gratitude for the Nathans in our life. Those close friends who are not afraid to call us out when we go astray. But to call us out, but to call us back to the straight way, to the straight path, the narrow path, that will see us in need of God's mercy and remind us of our error and to bring us back. And so for those Nathans in our life, we praise God. And to look at the gospel, it's, you know, when we read the gospel each year as a new way of entering into this life of Jesus, to see how the disciples gradually are coming to understand who Jesus is. And it should give us a little bit of comfort, because sometimes, most of the time, we don't fully grasp the fullness of who Jesus is and who he is in our life and the power that he brings. And so as these disciples are gradually understanding, we should take comfort in that. And in this amazing scene, that who of us has not faced storms or is not facing storms today? And how easy it is for us to question, teacher, do you not care? Do you not care that this thing, whatever this thing is going on in my life? Why are you allowing this to take place? And Jesus, with his power and his might, calms the storm. And this is what the ability he has, the desire he has for each one of us, to calm the storms in our life, to bring us peace. This is the promise. He gives us peace, not as the world gives, but as he gives. And it's this acknowledgement, this awareness that he is in the boat with us. And so these disciples went from being afraid of the storm to being filled with awe, this fear of the Lord, this proper fear that we should have because of the true awesomeness of who God is made present in the person of Jesus. In this day that we celebrate and we honor our Blessed Mother on this first Saturday of the month, the Queen of Peace, we ask her through her intercession to give us a deep, abiding confidence and peace as we entrust ourselves to her Son, trusting that he is always with us, no matter how great the storm may be, that he is there. And with a simple word, he can calm the storms. Not necessarily the storms out in the physical world, but the storms of our heart. And that's where the true peace is, by being with Jesus and being with our Blessed Mother. Let us pray today for that great peace, the peace that only Christ can give.